Hi, this is Michael Baylor, our second broadcast from the Unthinkable Labs. As you'll know if you've watched the first episode of Unthinkable, you've got a sense of where we're going. We're really focusing on the challenge of decision quality for enterprise leadership in a context of what I've been calling chronic turbulence. Today, we're going to explore and unfold the major challenges facing leadership to one more level. But before we start digging into the details and moving towards the solution in terms of new ways to think. This episode is called The Certainty Trap, and there's a reason for that, because we, as business leadership, and indeed perhaps even as human beings, are entirely addicted to certainty. It's what we seek every day, and when we are deprived of certainty and move into profound uncertainty, we feel incredibly uncomfortable. So put ourselves for a second in the position of the leaders of some of the world's biggest businesses in the world's most important industries, and imagine the context that they're facing. It's incredibly difficult to make quality decisions in a timely fashion. I talked in the first episode about the shift from change to chronic turbulence. This is something that we need to understand in order to frame this conversation. Traditionally, certainly in the last 30 to 40 years, as computing has entered the equation of business strategy so centrally, we've come to rely on the certainty that data brings us. There comes, however, a very interesting tipping point, which we touched on again in the previous episode, where the sheer volume and velocity of data hitting what I call the network, which is the sum total of all networks on which most business is done and most value is created today. As the volume and velocity of data hitting those networks increases, as it does on a daily basis, it becomes more and more difficult to actually frame a context through which we can make decisions. So data, in a way, goes from being our best friend to being our worst enemy. Let's explore this issue a little bit more. The way we make sense of things is typically by reference to context, and you could frame this as being something like compared to what. Now, in this context, with the speed of movement on networks and the fact that so much of our business is now done on networks, the context itself is shifting on a daily basis. This means that our reference points, which traditionally in business leadership and business strategy, have moved relatively slowly, certainly up until the age of the internet. And of course, we've seen it accelerating almost on a daily basis in the 20 or 25 years since the internet has been in our lives. The shifts in that context means that our reference points themselves are changing all the time. So we could say that the flood of data that we're seeing now, this growing flood, this rising tide of data, is actually moving us beyond interpretation. And so when leadership and their advisors confront this environment, they're faced what we could say, what we could describe as an impossible game of chess. Now, chess is a difficult enough game as it is without even changing the rules. But what we have today, we could say metaphorically, is a game of chess where the pieces move around without warning, competitors and allies come and go, and indeed the rules themselves change day by day. In other words, back to my point earlier, context shifts all the time. The context within which we're playing the game of leadership and the game of strategy changes all the time. So the confusion that this sows among leadership is entirely understandable. And this is not a time for bold denial. This is also not a time for any kind of hubris. This is a time for accepting that confusion is an entirely rational response. Now, our natural human response to this degree of growing uncertainty, this chronic turbulence that we feel and see all around us in the marketplace, is what we might call a retreat to certainty. And the major strategic responses that we see amongst the world's biggest enterprise tend to be informed by that retreat to certainty. And there are several dimensions of this. We see digital transformation programs going on all over the place, huge multi-billion, multi-year programs that promise within, say, 3 to 5 years, possibly sooner, but not typically that much sooner than that, a return to some sort of future-proof state of engagement with the digital marketplace. We see an universal obsession with innovation, with all sorts of different definitions as to what innovation actually means. And we also see, again, almost universally, an obsession with competing on customer experience. And of course, all of this is happening in a sea of what seems to be very promising data. And as I touched on in the first episode, data itself and this idea that data is the new oil is in fact a severe misconception. Data in and of itself contains no intrinsic value. It's how we use it that actually enables us to create value. So there are four major areas of this retreat to certainty, this desperate drive to get back to certainty, to stability, to predictability. They are digital transformation, a focus on innovation, a focus on customer experience, and the assumption, I would argue faulty, although not entirely invalid, that there is intrinsic value in the data that we see all around us. Now, behind all of these strategic platforms, all of these contextual assumptions, lies the assumption that technology in and of itself contains the answers that we need. And thus, again, as I mentioned in the first episode, we tend to focus hard on what's happening in environments like Silicon Valley, where so much of the new technologies are being pushed out and developed and taken to market. Technology is not the answer. In many senses, for most of us, technology contains the questions. What do we go? Where do we go to with this new development? And the assumption that the solution to our uncertainty lies in embracing the right technology at the right time on the right platform with the right combination of elements will solve the future-proofing of our businesses in this context of chronic uncertainty is not valid. And I'll be arguing in the coming chapters that the overarching need that we have as leadership is to actually embrace the very uncertainty that features throughout our environment and is only going to increase, and to find a way of converting that uncertainty into competitive advantage. This, of course, is a huge ask in terms of the way we think, and I understand it will be, to many viewers, quite controversial, but we must find a way somehow of making a friend of uncertainty. Now, in the coming releases, in the coming episodes of Unthinkable, I'll be focusing on those certainty technology-led responses, digital transformation, innovation, customer experience, and data, individually, and unpacking them and showing how built into each one is an assumption that does not solve the problem that we are seeking. This, if you like, is to undercut the assumptions that are holding us back and they're keeping us awake at night, and above all, that hold us back from doing this one thing that this work, this channel, and of course the Liquid Enterprise on which much of this thinking is based, the idea is to find a way to help us not only embrace uncertainty, as I said above, but also to make it in and of itself into a source of competitive advantage. This, of course, has extraordinary implications for the way we think about business, the way we think about market, the way we structure our businesses, and of course, above all, the way we embrace technologies, in which order we do that. To close off this episode, the major cultural shift that's required in enabling us to embrace uncertainty and to make it into a source of advantage is to move from evidence-based thinking, which essentially is based on the drive to certainty, to confidence-based thinking, which is based on the idea of managed uncertainty. I'll be coming back to those two themes again and again, but for now I'd like you to hold on to those and think about them until next time. We have become addicted to evidence. The evidence itself, the data, is actually stopping us from making positive decisions. So our ability to handle degrees of uncertainty and to actually actively make a friend of the management of confidence in the way we make our business decisions becomes absolutely critical. More will be revealed. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to seeing you next time. It's Michael Baylor, signing off from Unthinkable. And please, if you like what you hear, please do subscribe to this channel, like the videos, and join the charge. I look forward to having you alongside. Thank you.